Today, let's talk a little bit about margin. Margin is the instance where you borrow money to buy stocks. And this margin loan is collateralized by other stocks in your investment accounts. So while this may be an appropriate investment option for some people, you must remember that margin balances in your account increase the risk of the investment that you're making. This does so because if the market goes down or the stock goes down that you purchased, you may get what's known as a margin call. And a margin call means you have to come up with additional money or liquid securities to cover any deficit in the margin balance. And why this is important is because the market is at incredible highs today. You see that we're up near 17,000, 18,000, which is significantly higher than the market has ever been. FINRA, at the end of December 2014, fined Pershing LLC $3 million for failing to protect investors because they had failed to maintain adequate reserves in 2010 and 2011. Back in 2010 and 2011, the deficits that Pershing was fined for ranged from $4 million to an incredible $220 million. So I'm not sure if the $3 million fine is enough in this instance, because the incredible risk that was foisted upon unknowing and trusting investors could have led to catastrophe. Pershing got away with this in 2010 and 2011, but what about today? With the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 at unprecedented highs, what do you think the result would be if you had held a Pershing portfolio and the market fell back, or if Pershing went bankrupt? Well, you can imagine that the damage to your portfolio would be significant. And those who say that would never happen, I think all the investors who held accounts at Lehman Brothers, Drexel Burnham, Bear Stearns, and innumerable smaller brokerage firms will disagree if you tell them that it would never happen again today. According to the New York Stock Exchange, margin debt on a monthly basis has never been higher. As of November 2014, the margin debt just on the New York Stock Exchange was more than $457 million per month. If you remember back to 2008 and the pain and misery caused by the 2008 market crash, and the, at that time, unprecedented large margin balances, even though that just does not sound well for the future. The margin debt for the last quarter of 2008 averaged about $2,006 million per month. So we have about 222% more margin today than 2008, just for stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. So this says that leave margin balances where they are, and the market pullback will have significant damage caused to your portfolio. Now, we all know that markets are cyclical, and as people have said in the past, this time is different, but it's not different this time. It was different back in the tech bubble, too. Do you remember that? The classic fundamental analysis that looked at price-earnings ratio, price-to-book ratio, and dividend yield became outdated back in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, as pundits and analysts thought that nothing of the extreme ratios and the valuations of these stocks was out of the ordinary. What they did at that time was to try to convince many that the tech bubble should be analyzed differently, that stocks at that time shouldn't be analyzed in the classical methods. As we all know, that was a bad idea and caused much financial pain for many investors. In 2008, a similar thing happened. Margin balances were high, the stock market fell, and the house of cards came tumbling down. The stakes are even higher this year because the markets are at such high, along with significantly higher margin balances across the board. So it's time to consider a few things for your portfolio. Take stock of your margin debt balances and verify that you have the stomach to handle the potential losses. When the market swoons, your belly is going to swoon too. Review your portfolio to make sure that you have the proper diversification and other safeguards in your portfolio that are acceptable for your risk tolerance. If you have diversification, that means that when some stocks go down, other stocks go up. So if the market falls in one sector, some of your stocks will go up. As well, you might want to have stop loss orders in so that if the market does fall, your stock gets sold out as quickly as possible to minimize any damage to your portfolio. You want to make sure that you contact the regulators at FINRA, New York Stock Exchange, and other places that regulate stock markets where you might be trading to make sure that the brokerage firm's reserves are reviewed and kept at appropriate levels every day every minute of every day. Because as we've seen in the past, flash crashes or other inter-day swoons can trigger margin calls from which it's difficult to recover for many people. And also remember this as you consider what to do with your portfolio. The history does repeat in the stock market. Now, if we look at the U.S. stock markets through history, we have endured panics or crises or crashes a number of times over the years, starting in 1772, when we had the first U.S. stock crisis. We had the panic in 1791, 1792, 1796. We had a break for a while to 1819, in 1837, and 1857, 1869, 1893, and 1896 saw us have those crashes and panics just in one century. In the 1900s, we did just about the same. In 1901, 1907, of course, the big one in 1929, again in 1962, we remember the Black Friday, 1987. In 1990, we had another pullback. 2000 was the tech bubble crash. 2008 was the mortgage crisis, which decimated many people's portfolios. And of course, in 2010, we saw the market pullback as well. Like, I definitely hope that the stock market will not repeat again. But history shows us that a securities market crisis, crash, panic can and will happen again. Will it happen this year? Maybe, maybe not. But it's helpful when thinking about protecting your investments to know that we have had crashes and that we will have future crashes. So take a look at your portfolio, review it with your broker to make sure you're comfortable with the risk that's in your account. Make sure you understand if you have a margin account and what that means for you. And definitely do not borrow against your portfolio to buy a house or anything other than securities that you are willing and able to lose. This has been Robert Savage talking to you from the Savage Law Firm about the stock market.